A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. When I was a young girl, I heard a homily that has stayed with me through the years. I don't remember the whole sermon, but I remember the punchline, because the priest took us all by surprise when he said that the church's job was to kiss frogs. And when I hear today's gospel of how Jesus cured all who came to him, I think of that Sunday long ago, and I know what Father meant. The church's job is to kiss frogs. God's grace is for everyone. He does not pick or choose. In the gospel from last Sunday, the seed was sown in many different places. God did not differentiate between the Jew and the Gentile when they came to be cured. Today's gospel tells us that he cured them all. Last Sunday, a priest from a soup kitchen shared with us that he was often asked how they decide who will receive help. His answer was always the same. He shrugged and replied, "Whoever shows up." We are called to do the same. We are to spread the good news of Christ to all. It is not our place to choose who is worthy and who is not. The seed can be planted and shared, and God will give fruition in his own time. Jesus is not afraid of sharing God's grace when he told them not to tell anyone. He knew that the time was not right because the way of the cross and the sacrifice he had to make had not happened yet. They did not understand what he had to do. They wanted him to become a worldly king. But now that the sacrifice of the cross and the glory of the resurrection have been fulfilled, it is our place to spread his hope to all and to kiss frogs.